kind of nice. It is kind of nice.
Your camera do be kind of nice. That is a clean one. Anyway, can you move me over a little bit? I feel like I'm like really. Do I have to move myself over?
I got you. I got it. There you go.
There we go. All right. Now we're centered. Anyway, welcome, y'all gaming, where we ask the best question. Are y'all gaming? And honestly, we've been gaming a little bit, and here's some of the games we've been gaming on. It is Pokemon Snap, Apex Update, because Apex is now in Season 9, and of course, Returnal. So we'll be out talking about all that. If you guys have played that game, what do y'all think about it? But actually, Coney has actually played a decent amount of both Pokemon Snap and Returnal. So, Coney, how do you feel about Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about this all last week, but it was all just previews, wondering how they would turn out. I wasn't sure about Pokemon Snap just because, like, I didn't have the most faith in Bandai Namco. It's sort of a basic game. I thought it wouldn't be able to keep my attention. And honestly, if I wasn't streaming it, I probably wouldn't be that into it. Mm-hmm. But as a streamer, and as somebody who, like, hasn't kept up with Pokemon and only really knows Gen 1, this game is amazing. I'm seeing all kinds of new animals I've never seen before, and the love and attention that's put into the designs is so cool. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just, like, the way that I've sort of thought about it is that, to me, I'm not as interested in Pokemon as like, the RPG, the stats, the way they interact, the fighting, all that stuff. I like the animals. Like, I like the Pokemon. I like the designs. I think that's super neat. So in a game that just does that and shows them all at, like, their normal sizes and watches them interact and be in the places that they are, that's dope. I'm loving this. It's amazing.
Okay.
So I again, I don't know how much I would like it if I wasn't streaming it. Because I feel like part of it is because I am streaming it and there's, like, an audience to play with. But, yeah, it's killer.
Yeah, I feel like I've watched a lot of it. I haven't got it to it myself, obviously, because I'm still, like, you know, on the Monster Hunter jam. And I like the what I see. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I know I'm going to get into it at some point in time. I just need a little time between games or time for Monster Hunter to slow down so I can get into some other stuff. But for the most part, like, yeah, the game is dope. The game looks dope. The way that it looks, the way that it plays, the new stuff that I've seen in the game, the way that the Pokemon interact with each other, the way that it's a nostalgia trip, but it also has new stuff. It wasn't like they just repackaged the 64 version and gave it to us with new Pokemon. Like, there's actually new stuff in it. And, I think that's really cool and dope, but I want to see, like, what the end game looks like. Because I remember, like, in 64, one of the biggest things was trying to get that good picture of Mew, but he was, like, jumping all around.
Yeah.
So it was, like, super hard to do. But I wonder if there's going to be, like, some hard content like that to find the good picture of, like, some legendaries that jump around and stuff too much. But, yeah, man, straight up, good-looking game. Let me see what the reviews are saying about it right now.
It's at 81 on Metacritic. I've been keeping an eye on it because I've been doing... Okay. I do a show on my Twitch where... It's a new show, but what I'm trying to do is guess the Metacritic of a game before it comes out. I said it would be 80... My chat said it would be 80. No, I said 79. My chat said it would be 83. So I was closer. Although now I think they might be closer, but we locked it in already, so I won. And it doesn't... I won already, so shut up, chat.
Okay.
But all right. The reviews are pretty good. There are some, like... So with the game being what it is, they tried to add new stuff, and the way that they implemented it is every time you go through a level, you get XP, and once you get to a certain amount of XP, the level goes up, so you can go to experience 1, 2, 3, 4 on each stage. Sometimes 4, usually 3. And the more you visit it, the more that happens. The issue in the game, though, is sometimes you'll make a first path through, and you'll have like 90% of level 1, but you can't get that last 10%. And then you have to play through the whole level again. That's my only real gripe, is having to go through the same level multiple times. And it's not a big deal, because there's always stuff that you hadn't seen before. There's new stuff to look at, but, like, the level itself won't change unless you level up. And the levels are pretty fast. It's only, like, 2 or 3 minutes at most.
Yeah, but I thought there were, like, branching paths and stuff now, too.
There are. Yeah, but you have to get to that point, too.
Okay.
So if you go through the same level again, sometimes you're doing the exact same thing twice, which kind of sucks. But again, you can't really do the game otherwise. Because if you made it so it changes every time, then you have a problem because people can't find the same thing they saw the first time. So I get why they did it. It's just a little, it's a little weird and it's a little frustrating to me. Everything else is good though. I don't know. I'm pretty easy to please, I think. I'm not a big Pokemon guy. I just like the designs a lot, and I think it's a cute game, and I'm going to be playing more of it tonight, so I'm excited.
Okay. Well, that's good. Honestly, if you have not checked out Pokemon Snap yet, it definitely is a game that you should have in your radar if you're a big Pokemon fan. It's a casual game. It's a casual playthrough, but it's nice to, you know, have some type of casual game outside of, like, you know, pocket monsters killing each other. So
one thing I did notice, though, which is kind of crazy, I was sort of surprised by this, and this has nothing to do with playing the game, but in terms of content on Twitch, Pokemon Snap is doing pretty well. People want to see it with streamers and want to be a part of the experience and, like, watch it with people. On YouTube, Pokemon Snap bombed everywhere.
Damn.
Everywhere. Like, pretty much every creator that I looked at, their numbers were lower on Pokemon Snap videos than it was on other stuff. And I was like, huh, that's kind of weird, because I thought that it would be higher. But no, Pokemon Snap, I guess it's because, like, if you're watching it on YouTube, you could just watch it later after you beat the game. You don't want to be spoiled. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of interesting, because I guess it is designed more for Twitch, as in, like, you get to be there in the moment when it's happening. But yeah, that blew my mind.
I went to Pokemon Snap first to see, and I'm typing Pokemon Snap, and there's like 3K viewers on that, and I was like, wait, what? But then I forgot it's new Pokemon Snap. But there are people in the Pokemon Snap directory playing new Pokemon Snap, and I feel like it's my service for me to go in there and be like, hey, you should put new in
front
of that.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot. There's a couple people. It's not a lot, though. Like, the top person has 225 viewers right now, but, like, just... You probably could have more if you had typed in new Pokemon Snap.
I mean, maybe,
you
know, he's trying to dominate that space. Maybe he's just trying to chill in the real, you know?
That's true. Yep. That's true. I could see it. I think that's a play right there, you know? Like, so get all the people who did not get the right title.
I'm telling you, maybe.
He's the only guy, you know? Like, but yeah, no, so that's gonna be, as I said, man, Pokemon Snap, great looking game. Nice little casual game. Have some fun with it. Up next is the Apex update. The Apex update brought a new mode, which I'm mostly interested in. It is like Apex Valorant, basically. So you load in, you have the shop, you're on a map, you know, whatever, and it's there's no, like, no bomb or anything. It's just a 3-on-3 scrap, and whoever wins that, you know, they win that round or whatever.
Sure.
And so obviously you get to keep money. There's like little money deposits and stuff around the map that you should be trying to gather as well. And honestly, it just looks fun. Like, it looks like a nice little refreshing thing to do when you don't want to play a BR. Because, like, sometimes I don't want to play, like, BR mode. Sometimes I don't want to do all that. I just want to, like, hop in. I love Apex's system. Like, the way that you move around the game, the only thing I think I don't like about Apex is, like, the bullet travel time sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it really depends on what gun you're using. You know, just the way that items interact, the way that you interact with the area, the legends, and they all having different abilities. I love that system, but sometimes I just don't feel like playing a BR. And now I won't have to do that anymore because they gave me Valorant mode. So it's pretty lit. Pretty lit. I have to give that up on the fact that that is something that they decided to bring to the game for sure.
I didn't realize how many characters were now in the game. There are so many new characters. I stopped right before Watson, I think. Oh, no, actually before the Revenant guy, the first guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you're way back.
Yeah, and I see it now, and I'm like, huh, there's a lot of people in this game. I feel the same way as I did with Overwatch, where it feels like I only stopped, like, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. And then I see the number of people. I'm like, oh, God, it's been way longer than that.
Yeah. The cool thing, there's also some nice, you know, changes about the legends and stuff. So one of the things that they've changed is that they've taken low profile out of the games currently, and low profile made smaller characters take 5% more damage because it was harder to hit them.
Sure.
But now they're changing it and they're removing it, and they think they can balance it by just changing the hitboxes, which I feel as though that can go either way because, like, yeah, sure. A small character is a small character. Like, it makes sense. Like, you know, Wraith is a very small character. So if you make her hitbox bigger than she actually is, it's going to you know, people will notice, people will find out, and then that's gonna like be a big complaint as well. So I thought that the 5% more damage on them was actually a pretty good little counterplay counterbalance, but I guess they're gonna try to do something new off that. And then obviously, there's a bunch of changes for each champion or each legend. They all have a couple buffs and nerfs, and then they put in a bow in the game too. So it's pretty cool. I love when bows are added to games, even though sometimes that's like primitive based off of all like the other things that are going on. Like you have like rocket launchers and ARs and energy weapons, and they're like, here's a bow. But I don't I like bows. I just like bows mostly because of like the games that I've played, like Link and Horizon Zero Dawn or Zelda and Horizon Zero Dawn stuff.
I always like the idea of a bow in a game, and then I use it and I hate it. Like the bow is always like a cool idea, and then I start playing the game and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this sucks. Because I have to like, you have to like line up the shot, you have to aim higher than you normally do, so it goes over. I want to wield the bow, but I never get to, and it's frustrating. So I'm the same.
It's that you got
to
pull, you know, you got to pull back and like make sure you got to charge it up and all that good stuff. Yeah, there's a bit. I got you.
I don't want to do all that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, if you're into Apex, it's a pretty good season to check out. I mean, if you're not in Apex, but it's because it was a BR, then you can definitely just try to play that. That's a permanent mode too, the Valorant mode of Apex. So. If you're really trying to play that, then definitely check that out when you get a chance. But as we move forward, got one more game to talk about, and that game is Returnal.
Yeah, I actually might play that instead. I forgot that Returnal existed. I mean, tonight on stream.
You were playing that all night last night.
I know, and I'm still playing it more. So Returnal is Risk of Rain. We said that on the thing Friday, and I was like, okay, on last week's show, and I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Risk of Rain. It is literally Risk of Rain. It is basically a bullet hell in space with a bunch of, like, weird story elements that are very cryptic. It's Risk of Rain, but it's very fun. It's triple A. Well, not really triple A, it's more like double A, because you're missing a lot of things that you see in the AAA space, but it is still very fun. I don't really know how to describe it other than, you know, I don't want to keep sort of bringing it down by comparing it to another game, but that's literally the best thing I could do to describe it. I think it's a little content light. I don't know how to say this because I don't want to spoil anything. I'll spoil it on stream tonight. If you guys want to, I'm at a certain point tonight where there is a spoiler in the middle of the game. So come to my stream if you guys want to see me talk about it more. But essentially, the content is lighter than I would expect it to be. What's there is great, and it's an amazing gameplay loop. But it is like, I've reached the bottom. A little bit faster than I think you would expect. I'm also not a fan that there are less. I talked about this on my stream. I forget all the places I've said this, so sorry if I've said this before. But basically, I like it a lot when a roguelike has permanent progression systems. So, like, Hades has diamonds, and Crypt of the Necrodancer has diamonds. Maybe Hades had something else. I don't know.
You're right though.
They both have diamonds.
No. You're right on the fact that it's a roguelite. Progression that stays. So,
yeah, I like permanent progression in games. I understand why some people don't, because you want, you know, the skill to be the only thing that goes up. But like, I really like the feeling of the run ending, and you're like, oh well, it wasn't a total waste. When I play Returnal, it doesn't feel like a waste because I'm still having fun and it's a fun game. But I do feel like there's going to be a point where I'm like, okay, I'm not having fun anymore, and there are no permanent progression to keep pushing me forward. So I might get.
Well, don't you get to unlock like weapons and stuff, or like
kind weapons, of?
Yeah, weapon not, types, I guess.
There are new guns, but you only get basically one per new area, and the new areas are very difficult to get into. Not very difficult, but if you don't get a lucky run, it can be hard. It's definitely just a preference thing. But me personally, I get frustrated because it's like, I want to like go back to my ship and get like 1% attack speed. I don't know. I would like that. I'm a fan of that. I like those sort of systems where I get to keep sort of leveling stuff up. But that's why I like Dark Souls, because, like, it doesn't ever feel like you're fully losing time, because you get to use your souls to upgrade stuff, even if you can't do anything. So that's just how I feel about it.
No, that's fair. I get you. Okay. Well, I mean, like, but overall, though, you still feel like it's a good game.
Oh, it's amazing. It's very, very, very good.
You just would like it if it was better of a roguelite instead of, like, a full-on actual roguelike.
Yeah, but that's just my preference. That's just what I like more. I like when the number go up. That's really it. I'm like, ooh! It feels good to me when that happens. And when I die in the game, it's frustrating because it could sometimes just mean, you know, hours wasted. Really hours, but, like, maybe, I don't know. I keep seeing reviews that say that, like, a run of Eternal takes 6 hours. That is not
like a
true.
Full run.
Yeah, some people are saying Jeez. That those game the game takes 6 hours. It is not true. I can tell you that right now. It may take, like, if you're doing everything, it might take like 3 or 4, but you don't have to. The whole point of the game is they're not telling the truth. I'll just say that.
That's a good point. PM
without Carlos, spoiling
game journalists, I forgot. Like, they don't play games, you know? They're the same people that were having trouble in Cuphead. So just, you know, sometimes you got to take it with a grain of salt, man. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of game journalists that are, like, also very decent at games. Like, at the very least, like, you know, mid-level, like, this is me coming in at a mid-level point of this game being like, look, I'm not the greatest at games, but I'm also not terrible, and this is my thoughts on it. And because anybody who's really good at the game will not write, and anybody who is writing usually isn't good at the game.
It's so in Returnal, and I hope I'm not spoiling too much by saying this, but, like, when you beat level 1, you go to level 2. When you beat level 2, you go to level 3. But once you beat level 2, you can go from 1 to 3. You don't need to go from 1 to 2 to 3 again. They do have shortcuts there. So, like, I feel like it would take 6 hours if you did everything from the very beginning, but again, I have no idea how you do that, so. Regardless.
Joel says, I'm good at games, but I also review them. Yeah, my reviews don't get views. So, like, no one's really looking for let's look for this guy's reviews. Y'all looking for the IGNs, the GameSpots, and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, but that's not about the person writing it. That's just about the publication they write for.
Yeah, but, like, the person who's using writing it also isn't good.
Right, I'm just saying they're not going to people, like, for the people. They're going there for just like an amalgamation of reviews. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
I'll start the honest review from a good gamer review. Like,
this is a certified good gamer classic. Alert, alert, alert. The good game.
All right. I'm gonna end up buying Returnal, like, tonight, actually, because I got some more hunts to do with the boys. Then I'm going to play some Apex. And then when I get off stream, it's Returnal time.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be streaming it tonight myself. I was going to do Pokemon Snap, but now I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I think I'd like to wrap up Returnal. I'm near the end. So I'm probably going to beat it tonight, I think. I've been playing the hell out of it. And I want to beat it quickly, because if I don't, I'm going to get bored. And I'm not going to play it anymore. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, that's going to be it for this episode of Y'all Gaming. If you enjoyed this, then make sure you go ahead and hit that like and follow, and anything else that you can do. We're now on whatever platform you see this on. If you're on Twitch, hit the follow. If you watch this on YouTube, hit the like. And if you listen to this in podcast form, just say, hey, man, that was really cool. I don't know what they do over there. Like, I don't like, I actually don't know if there's, like, a like or not over there. But if there isn't, just, you know, hey, man, that was really cool.
If you're listening to this on podcast, we have no idea what you're saying. I've never read any of your comments. I'm sure they're very nice. I just want you to know I've never seen any of them. So,
yes. So if you are saying nice things, thank you. And if you're not saying nice things, stop that. That's rude, you know. Like, why are we doing that? Anyway, thanks for watching, and I will catch you guys next week for some more Y'all Gaming action. Good night.
See you next time. Goodbye.